Don't miss your chance to see Give Me Liberty, Virginia and the Forging of a Nation at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture before it closes on January 4th. This special exhibition commemorates the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Discover Virginia's leading role in the American Revolution and how both iconic and everyday people helped forge a new nation. Tickets at virginiahistory.org.
Welcome back to Revolution Revisited, your crash course in the American Revolution. This podcast is brought to you by the Virginia Museum of History and Culture and made possible by the generous support of William and Karen Fralin. In season two, we're picking up Virginia's story in June 1775 as protests give way to war and words turn into action.
One of Washington's great strengths was an understanding that he had to both win the war militarily, or at least survive the war militarily, but he also had to win the hearts and minds of the American people.
The Third Virginia Convention is going to organize this martial spirit that has infected everyone in Virginia. They need to direct that spirit into a body that they can control.
Dunmore comes up with a very particular plan, and he threatens to free enslaved people and give them weapons. It sets in motion a series of events that will lead to bloodshed in Virginia.
When you are in elementary school and you are learning about George Washington and the American Revolution, it all seems like it was all going to go really well. They were going to win, obviously. And it was in no way obvious, and it was super messy. It just gets to be so complicated so quickly. They were individuals who had the ability to make choices. And then there were people who didn't necessarily have the freedom of choice.
They are forcing people to choose sides. You're either with us or you're against us.
The Black community was hearing the ideological messages that were coming out of people like Patrick Henry and Thomas Jefferson. And I think there was certainly the hope that they would transfer these ideas of breaking the chains of slavery with the mother country to actually breaking chains of slavery for the people that they enslaved.
Certainly, the intellectual leaders in America are focused on all of these great Enlightenment thinkers, but they're communicating it to the people in a way that's very effective. All men are created equal. How do you argue with all men are created equal? How do you argue with inalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
On the ground, I mean, people are making life and death decisions.
The Declaration ends with, "We pledge our lives, our sacred honor." Those weren't just words. They realized if we lose this, we're all subject to be hung as traitors.
Join us as we revisit the revolution. This podcast is brought to you by the Virginia Museum of History and Culture and made possible by the generous support of William and Karen Fralin. Season 2, Words to Action, coming soon.
Explore 16,000 years of Virginia history. The Virginia Museum of History and Culture offers a variety of exhibitions, public programs, and special events for the whole family. Learn more and plan your visit at virginiahistory.org.